la minifa, iya la minifa, mama woyi o, biridi na minifa. Iya la minifa, iya la minifa, mama woyi o, biridi na minifa.
Week. We're having a great time. The music that we're doing is from Guinea, West Africa, and all of these guys have come out of the national dance companies there. There's two really wonderful and great dance companies. One is called Merveille, and the other is called Les Ballets Africains, and all of these guys have come out of there, and they've grown up around the music, and I'm going to introduce them to you. On Dun Dun over here is Ali Djibati. And on djembe here is Inara Ramin. And singer and great drummer here is Yamusa Kamara. And an incredible dancer, Mimo Kamara. And another incredible dancer and drummer also, and as well as Mimo, is Abdoulaye Sila. And his beautiful fiance, Lori Novick. And I'm Karen Pardini. The music, the dances that we're going to do, and the song that we're going to do, the first one is called Jodi, and it's a celebration song and dance. It was originally done with masks, and it was done for circumcision. It's also done for a lot of celebration. It's done for baby naming ceremonies, and you see a lot of it danced at festivals. And the second dance that's going to be done is Dudumba, which is a dance of strength that is done at marriages. And the men do it all the time, and the women do parts of Dudumba. So here we go.
Amadouye, 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 Amadouye. See you a layo, eh, Amadouye, see you a layo. Oya mi mo fama ya Musa sikoko.
Oya 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 sikoko.
Oya 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 sikoko. Thank you.
Seen anything that looks like this around campus? See, it says free drawing, win a t-shirt or recording of your choice from the Augusta store. And I couldn't even get it together to bring someone else to draw the name, so I'll just do it. Hopefully they'll be here. Kaz Yamada, are you here? All right, you have won a t-shirt or CD of your choice. If you would come up on stage and let me give you this back, and you can go and identify yourself. Is this person here? I was told, sound like they were. Yes, come on up. Somewhere, oops, I better move a little bit here. Something's creeping up behind me. Okay, well, Kaz Yamada, you need to, here you are. How about a big hand? Just take that out there and you can get a free t-shirt or a free CD out at the store in the lobby. Thank you very much. All right, it's your lucky night. Let's see, some announcements. Following this evening's concert, there will be a dance open to all of you up in the pavilion. A dance that will be music provided by Skip Gorman and Bob McQuillan and friends, called by Denise Reese, who I should have recognized as the other co-coordinator of Dance Week, and myself will be doing the calling up there this evening. There will be a couple of slow jams taking place afterwards on the porch of Hallie Hurst. An old-time slow jam, and for you folks that don't know what slow jams are, that means that tunes will be played very slowly over and over and over for people to work on picking up the tunes. There will be a Cajun jam on the porch of Hallie Hurst also for your musical and dancing pleasure, so come and join in on those. Let's see, I think that's about covering most of the things. Don't forget the concert on Thursday night here back in the auditorium, which will be featuring members of the Bluegrass staff. Let's see, Wilson Douglas, Hazel Dickens, and Crittenden Hollow String Band. I think that pretty much covers who you'll get to hear that evening. And that should be another fine concert on the Thursday night up here at week 4 at Augusta 95. There is some other people that, well, we were talking about thanking a while ago, all the people on the staff and the folks here. I think we should take time to give a big hand for the sound crew, Vaughn Williams, and all the stage crew here this evening. And the folks down below that are recording, which reminds me that they are recording these concerts, and samples of the concerts from each week will be made available, and you can find out more information in the lobby on how to purchased ones that are already out there, or if you're interested in a particular week from this 95 year here at Augusta, you can place your orders through the Augusta office and obtain those. On my way here, driving along the interstate, I continue to see all these different names of places as we were coming, as I was making my way this way, and some of them are pretty unusual. Along, let's see, Interstate 81. Let's see if you can guess some of these names, okay? Well, this one you probably never would guess. A place, would you like to come from a place called Gross Close? Gross Close, Virginia? I mean, that's what the sign says. I've never gone there. I've been interested in pulling up and going over to see what Gross Close looks like. But, oh, somebody's hometown. Who's the so if you had a woman who had given birth to a child and she was very much without food, what would you name the state park in that area? Hungry Mother State Park. Now that's right along there at Interstate 81. I've been by it many times. It's real close to a place that if you had a real long car that was made in Detroit, what would that be called? 7 Mile Ford, Virginia. Okay, 7 Mile Ford. And then as I got into West Virginia, as I turned up 77, I approached a place that would be a musical instrument with six strings that somebody would play a particular type of guitar. Has anybody been to that part of West Virginia? Flat Top, West Virginia? Flat Top, right? Flat Top, West Virginia. And then if you keep on going up the road where I stopped in for breakfast, I stopped in a place where you would think all of my family members had come from. Sutton, West Virginia. And after eating at the Greasy Spoon, I needed something to help me get my gas away, so I drank some Maalox and went on down the road and saw a sign to a place near and dear to my heart, Clay, West Virginia. And that happens to be the name of my 14-month old little boy, Clay Sutton, who I miss very much. And that brings us to this point in the program. I have some pictures. I'll be glad to pass them out, let you folks see them. We've done enough of this, letting these guys take care of things on the stage. Dance Week is a wonderful week here at Augusta, and we have some incredible musicians here every year. And sometimes you folks only know them through the music that you hear as they play for us to get out on the dance floor too. But most of these people are also very worthy of a spot up here on the stage and auditorium, and this group that we're getting ready to announce is introduced is no exception to that. They've been up here before. We tried to figure out, we think it's their third year here at Augusta, and when we put them on staff, we know that folks are going to come because they play incredible dance music, but also wonderful music for a concert setting. The members of Fresh Fish are Jeremiah McClain, David Surrett, and Carrie Elkin. Please make them welcome. Fresh Fish.